Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the 1 Minute Writing Tip Podcast. I'm so excited for today's episode featuring an author guest. I'm talking to Jamie Dalton, who is a dark fantasy author. She loves to help other authors. Her years spent in the publishing community are being put to use in organizing volunteers and helping to publish multiple indie authors for their books for free. She's here today to talk about that project and her upcoming releases, including Dragonborn. Jamie, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
So just talk to me a little bit more about your journey in the publishing industry and how you got started with helping the other authors and the movement that you're doing. Share with me a little bit more about all that.
Yeah, so I had a few books that I was working on writing, kind of like I feel like a lot of people do for years. And I had one that was getting close to being ready about 3 years ago, and I started looking for book covers, and I realized, wait, I love art. Like I could do this. Like I should learn how to make my own book covers. So I spent almost 3 years learning how to do that. And with that learning the marketing side of publishing a book, as well as getting connections, I guess would be a good way to put it. So that by the time I actually was able to do my first book, I feel like I was ahead of the game, which was really great. And I do the last year or so, a lot of my marketing has been on TikTok. And there's several large TikTokers on there that I kind of saw have this motion. There's one that her son has recently passed away, and someone had commented that like their wedding dress was gone. Like that something had happened to the place they bought it from. And suddenly I saw this large book talker do a comment on the post saying, hey, I have a wedding dress. Like it's the right size. Connect us. She could have this for free. And I noticed that everything was being hashtagged with Dreammaker. So I did a deep dive on TikTok to see what Dreammaker was. And I discovered that it was like this movement basically to try and help people make their dreams, but without any money. Just using your resources. So I reached out to one of my friends who's an editor and one of my friends who's a formatter. And I was like, hey, since I can do covers, like, what do you guys think about teaming up with me? And we could gift one author the ability to publish their book completely for free. And they were game instantly, which I love. The author community obviously is really supportive. And they definitely started blowing me away because I posted a video on TikTok that kind of blew up. And at this point, we're up to 16 authors that are going to be getting full publishing packages for free to be able to publish their own books without having to put any money forward. And like I said, that includes a cover designer, an editor, a formatter, and honestly, an awful lot of them are getting one-on-ones with experienced authors to be able to do that, which, yeah, it was just kind of this random accidental seeing something on TikTok and it it went a little crazy.
Wow, that's amazing. And I love what you shared that it wasn't like it was something that you planned or whatever. It just kind of like led up to that. But yeah, it's been such a beautiful and inspiring thing for you, I'm sure, for you and your friends that have teamed up, and also obviously for the authors that you're benefiting. So that's absolutely amazing. I love that you're doing that. So share with me a little bit more about the details of what that looks like and how you go about finding authors, or if they reach out to you, and if you have like criteria, you know, what does that look like for you?
So I have a form right now that people are applying on. And right now we're sitting at around 100 submissions, which this is probably going to seem a little strange, but what I'm doing is because the volunteers that are coming to me, you know, they all have their own criteria of what they're best working with, like the genres they normally work with, the triggers they have to avoid, that kind of thing. On the form, I just kind of make sure that authors give us an idea of what their book is, give us an idea of like who their target audience is. I even ask for what books they want their readers to be coming from, because that gives me, since I will probably be doing a lot of marketing basic knowledge for anyone who's selected, that gives me an idea as to like where they're at on their own marketing journey, because knowing that is like so important. So that plus needing to know triggers and kind of getting to know what their publishing story is, if they have a deadline that they've like already committed to, that kind of thing. That way, so all of my volunteers, I'm putting into teams, and kind of categorizing those teams so that I can help select the best book for that team. So there's, I have a feeling there's going to be some amazing books that are coming my way that I just don't have the right team to be able to publish, because I wouldn't be able to do it justice. Not because I don't think the book's good. There are so many good books coming in, but you really have to have an editor and a cover designer and a formatter that understand that genre, or it's not going to be able to be marketed right. So wide variety of people who have volunteered to do this. So like, I know we're going to be able to help almost every genre, which is huge. And yeah, on my end right now, it's just an awful lot of organizing as information is coming in so that I can try and match people up as well as I can. But I don't want anyone to do this and like to submit their stuff and feel like they're not, like they lost, if that makes sense. So myself, I've had a couple small publishers reach out to me wanting to help out with this. And then some of my other volunteers were putting together a list of resources that are completely free, that anyone that we can't personally help will be able to get as well, just so we can try and give them a little bit of a leg up. Some of the small publishers, they're opening up their submissions for anyone that I can't help in case anyone wants to try going that route. So trying to make it so that we can help in some way everyone who's coming in, because publishing is really confusing, especially when you're first starting out. It feels very lonely. So yeah.
Yeah, that is so true. And you have such an excellent point too. It's important to make sure you have the right people involved for different books and genres, because you want to set it up for success and really get off to the right start. And that makes such a big difference, especially in the industry today, the way that it is. And so that's amazing. So you kind of got to this journey because you were already working on your own stuff, and you publish on Kindle Vella, and you've had that experience in the industry already. So talk to me about that journey for you with your own books and publishing on Kindle Vella, and how you kind of switched to more long-term, like longer books, and what that looks like for you as well.
Yeah. So, like I said, I had a book that was close to being ready. At least I, at the time, thought was close to being ready to publish. And like I said, I spent years learning the marketing and stuff and working with larger authors. And I decided last year, I was like, you know, I'm going to write a short story and I'm going to try doing an anthology so that I can publish along with other authors before I start publishing my own stuff. And I can see what this process actually looks like from the outside looking in. And I learned so much with that, both things I should do and things I shouldn't do. So last Halloween, I published that. And then I got the rights back to that just before I published my first full-length book, Worldwalker, in February of this year. And so that gave me a reader magnet that I'm able to give to readers, which it drives me a little crazy when I have to do a newsletter sign up. So I specifically make any reader magnet of mine be newsletter optional. Like, people have the option of signing up for it, but it's more important to me for them to read my stuff than for them to follow me. So I've had that going. I was able to release my first book, which, because of my artsy side, I like to go a little extra. So like, my books tend to have recipes from inside the story included and art on the chapter pages. And like, I like to tactically, like, be able to physically interact with the book. So for example, my Banneret series has a magical library in it. And every book in this magical library has a book that's magically created anytime anyone's born, and it tells the like possible futures of that person. And as they live, their book solidifies. And so underneath the dust jacket on all of my hardcovers has like one of the characters' books from that library. That way it's kind of just a little physical type of thing. So I published Worldwalker. I was already working with authors who were on Kindle Vella, because Kindle Vella has been out for just over a year now. And I am kicking myself so hard for not joining it sooner and not putting Worldwalker in it, because it pays so much better right now because of the bonuses. So I only started publishing on Kindle Vella in April. April, the last week of April, was my very first month, and already in bonuses for May, June, July, and April, I've made like almost $2,500 of bonuses, which has given me the funding to be able to publish the books that I wrote on Kindle Vella. And Kindle Vella for me has been amazing, because it's let me become accountable to my writing. I don't schedule my stuff out. I know a lot of authors do that. I personally use it as my accountability for I have to write at least one episode a week, which is only 600 words. Like the minimum is 600 words. I can commit to that. And if I write more, that's great. I go ahead and I just publish all of them. And that's more that people can read, more money I can earn. Yeah. So that was a big one for me. And the first one I put on there was Goddess of the Broken, which ironically I had a cover made for, and it was a pre-made and it didn't sell. And I had a very close family member of mine that had committed suicide in April. And just this idea for this cover came to me and I was like, you know what? I'm going to write this and just put it on Candela, see what happens and use this as my healing process. And I ended up writing like probably one of the best things I've ever written. And yeah, it all kind of took off from there to where now I've got 5 things publishing this year instead of my intended 1 to 2, just because Vella has been so motivational and it's helped a lot. So yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no. And you had such a good point too on sharing that sometimes it's the things outside of the box or the things you don't anticipate that actually have the biggest difference, which I think also ties into what you shared with how you got involved in the Dreammaker movement and just the little things, you know, that add up and just make the big changes. And I love that you shared that Kindle Villa has been such a amazing thing for you. And I think that's probably really encouraging for a lot of listeners that have kind of felt overwhelmed by the prospect of this really big project. And the beautiful thing about Kindle Villa is that it breaks it down into small pieces. And then you can eventually put those together to something bigger, which is so exciting. And I love that you also shared that something in your life that was really challenging and I'm sure difficult to go through also allowed you to write something that's so much bigger, you know, and just deeper. And I think that that's so true because ultimately when we write, whether it's fiction or nonfiction, we're drawing on our own experiences and things that we've gone through, and that translates into the characters. And then that really connects with the reader as well. So I think you're spot on and thank you for sharing that. So especially as you've gone through this journey and you have experienced that growth and just those little things, what would be your top 1 to 3 pieces of advice for aspiring authors who are wanting to pursue this dream, but they haven't jumped in yet for whatever reason, and you want to encourage them to just go ahead and do it?
My first thing would definitely be to connect with the author community and think about what type of author you want to be. If you want to be a Kindle Vella author and that's how you want to start, you have to connect with the Kindle Vella author community. If you want to be a wide published author, meaning you're not locked into just Kindle Unlimited, then you need to connect with the wide author community. As much as most authors tend to be introverts, it's almost impossible to figure out how to do things. I don't want to say the right way, but how things are working currently, because marketing is always changing. Where to find readers is always changing. And depending on the kind of author you want to be and where you want to publish, that's going to completely change the type of marketing you need to do. And it helps keep you motivated to keep going if you're part of that community. So definitely connect with the community and avoid the drama. That's a big one. Avoid the drama, but connect with the community. That's a big one. And then don't be in a rush. A lot of times we're so worried about getting that book out now. And I made that mistake with my first book to the point where I am very grateful that I have an incredibly thick skin from my years of book cover design. I'm used to having very harsh judgment on the stuff that I create for art. So I have a very thick skin. So I decided for my first book, I was like, I'm going to do 2 rounds of ARC readers. That way I have time. And they had already been through 2 editors and all that kind of thing. And that first round, the reviews just from the editing and stuff were so bad. So, so bad. To the point where I was getting a lot of 2- and 3-star reviews. And I was like, but I've done editors. I've done everything I was supposed to. You know, like I was talking about earlier, you have to find the right person to work with you. And I reached out to my sister-in-law who has an editing company. And I was like, can you help me fix this? Like, I need help. I have 6 weeks until I release. We ended up even like adding a character to fill a plot hole 6 weeks before release. Like, it was intense. But I think if I hadn't been in such a rush, I know if I hadn't been in such a rush to go ahead and get this out there, the quality would have been there to begin with, and it wouldn't have affected my reviews. Even before that, I still took several years learning about marketing, learning about book covers, like learning as much as I could, even though I thought I had a book that was ready. And part of that was so that I could have the time to save up the money to be able to actually publish the right way. Because at this point, there are some readers, yeah, that have no problem reading stuff without editing, with very blatantly obvious DIY things. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if your goal ultimately is to make a full-time living off of it, you really have to be willing to either put in the time to learn how to do all of it at a professional standard yourself, or to take the time to save the money to do it, which is hard because I've worked with a lot of authors that they had an amazing thing, but they were very disappointed because of the reception, just because they weren't willing to take the time to figure out how to do it right, which breaks my heart.
Yeah, absolutely. I know what you mean. And that is a trap. Like it is easy to feel that pressure of like, oh, I have to get this out fast, or feeling like if you don't, that you're going to miss out on something, or even feeling pressure from readers. Like if you have a series and your readers are like, when's the next book coming out? And you're like, I don't know, you know, it reminds me of George R.R. Martin, because his books had a long time in between for some of them. And I remember there was some readers I knew that like, were like, man, he takes so long for his books. But at the same time, I mean, they were really meaty and really in depth and just thought out well and done well in general. And so, yeah, you have that. That's such an excellent point. And it's such an encouragement for readers and for writers too, because it's like, okay, readers, like if you want it to be high quality, be patient with the writer, you know. And then on the flip side for the writer, you know, don't feel too pressured. Let it flow the way it needs to, let the content be the way it needs to, and it'll come out the right way, you know. So yeah, absolutely. And you're so right too on the supportiveness of the writer community. I think that you're obviously seeing that with the Dreammaker movement, which is amazing. And I think that in general, we do want each other to succeed. You know, we want to win together. And I think that's amazing. So on the topic of your own books and what you're working on and all of that, what upcoming works do you have that you want to talk about? I know you have several that are upcoming soon. So
yeah, I still have 3 things publishing this year. I made a like gut-wrenching decision, but that has already turned out to be the right one. I delayed Dragonborn by 2 weeks. Which is book 2 in my Banneret series. Worldwalker it released in February, and I've had almost 5,000 downloads for that, which is like insane for a first book. But that one, because I make so much on Kindle Vella, like for example, it's 57 episodes on Kindle Vella. And with the bonus rates I've been getting, that means for any person who reads it that spends like $5 to $8, depending on how they do tokens, that reads it, I get paid like $60 for them to read it because of the bonuses. So I made the decision. It messed with my pre-orders. It messed with my ability to pre-order for the next year, which hurts. But I made that decision 2 weeks, a little over a week ago. And already if bonuses stay where they should be, I've already made everything back from my illustrator, my editor, formatter. Like I will be publishing completely in the green, the sword and sorcery kind of thing, but that's book 2. And then Goddess of the Broken, which was my first Vella, that comes out in November. And that one is kind of basically like a goddess who she sort of judges the souls of the living. And she's like an empath times 1,000. That's like her superpower. And she's for a long time in the land of the gods, she was kind of used by the other gods. And she said, screw this, and just ditched and went to hide in the land of living until suddenly fate won't let her do that anymore. And fate has her help a emperor that she finds almost dead in the middle of a desert, and she saves him. And it's kind of a fun, almost second chance romance, dark fantasy romance kind of thing. It's very outside the box, but so far I have I have a team of around 60 beta readers that I use. And even though I added 20 new ones, they're not used to my work. It was like an overwhelming, this is amazing, if anyone will try it. So that gives me hope that this will go over really well. So that's November. And then December, I'm in a box set and I'm releasing a full-length book that's a fey romance that's like a gender bender Sleeping Beauty meets Mulan. So he is the Sleeping Beauty character. And that is Throne of Slumber, which is actually in our, it's kind of the start of my gender bender retelling series. That releases December 13th, which we're shooting for USA Today bestseller. It's way more work than I ever thought it would be to come anywhere close, even with others helping you. Oh my goodness, it is so much work. But so I have that coming out. And then I actually have the short story that I had written in for last Halloween. That is actually the prequel to that series. So that's the one that's free and on my website that anyone can kind of pick up if they want to get a little hint of what that world is like. So it's fun and kind of intense. This last part of the year is going to be crazy, especially with the Dreammaker stuff on top of it.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like it, but it also sounds like it's very rewarding because it sounds like as you've grown, you've continued to see the fruit of your labor kind of paying off and really growing with you. And that's what you really want to see. And that's amazing. So as you're sharing about these works and your website and what's coming up, if someone wants to get involved with that and read your work and support you as an author and learn more about you, how can they do that? How can they connect with you and check out your work?
Easiest is probably going to be jamiedalton.net. That is my main website. I have a page on there that specifically says books, and my main page at the bottom has a way to be able to just grab the Blackback Mirror. And then I'm also very active on TikTok at Magnetra. So kind of think female Magneto from X-Men. But yeah, I show up on there a lot as well. And honestly, any social media, if you just hashtag author Jamie Dalton, I typically show up pretty quickly. So, yeah.
Awesome. And I noticed you also had a link for if anyone's listening and they want to submit their book for consideration with your Dreammaker team, which is awesome. So for all of my listeners, if you do want to learn more about Jamie or have her support or just read her books and support her as an author, I will include all of her information in the description for you guys. So Jamie, thank you so much again for joining me on the podcast. It was so great to have you.
Thank you for having me. It was fun.
Awesome. So for all my listeners, thank you also for tuning in. I hope you leave a review wherever you're listening from, and I hope to see you on the next one.